Throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, constantly we see opportunities where God extends a covenant to his chosen people. And in this particular first reading from the book of Genesis, it's the first time that God brings covenant to Abram. Interestingly enough, in how that covenant takes place, God promises to be Abram's God, our God, but he also extends to Abram the promise that his descendants will outnumber the stars. And he also promises him that land. His descendants will inherit that land. That very same land for the last 6,000 years people have been fighting over. A place where there is a complete and utter lack of peace. A complete and utter lack of understanding of one another. Interestingly enough, in the gospel this evening, we hear Jesus conversing with Moses and Elijah, two figures in particular who represent a fulfillment of that covenantal promise. It's in that conversation that Jesus fulfills the promise to us. The covenant becomes solid forever. Because we know in that conversation, Jesus is preparing to come down from that mountain, to enter into Jerusalem, and to be innocently tried, convicted, and killed. But his death seals the covenant for us once and for all. That is the fulfillment of the promise. And yet, in this broken world, we continue to experience a lack of peace, most especially in that land mentioned in Genesis this evening. Why is it that we cannot experience peace? What gets in the way of our ability to embrace the reality of the peace that God has to offer each one of us through his Son, Jesus Christ? I'd like to suggest to you that perhaps one of the things that gets in the way of our ability to experience peace is all the noise that goes on in the world. But I'm not just talking about the noise that happens from traffic and industry and all that other thing. What about the noise in our hearts? The distractions caused by the world. Legitimate distractions. The distractions of work and family. The distractions that come in day-to-day operations. And so Jesus not only represents salvation for us, but he gives us an example of what we need to do in order to reach out and embrace the peace that he promises. He does it by his example of prayer. Jesus recognizes the value of pulling away at times, to take time to rest from the noise and the noise that goes on in our hearts. How often do we take the opportunity and gift ourselves with prayer? This is a place where we all come and we have an opportunity to pray together in the highest form of prayer, because we enter into the very real presence of God. He becomes real for us here. This can't be the only place that we pray. This can't be the only place that we experience peace. Because if this is the only place we have peace, then we're not taking the peace from this place out into the world. So this evening, I want to invite you to experience a period of silence. In the gospel, the voice from the cloud says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Sometimes our prayer can be verbal, but sometimes even in the verbal prayer, there's noise in our hearts. So it's really valuable for us to retreat from that, to allow ourselves to sit and be silent in the presence of God. In our English language, ironically, the word silent and the word listen use the same characters. And I'm sure there are times where you think you're listening, but maybe you miss something. God's invitation to us is constant. And so even in moments when we are listening, even in moments when we are silent, if we miss something, God is not going to stop offering it. So don't worry if there's noise in the midst of the silence. St. Francis de Sales would tell us, when we're distracted by prayer or in prayer, all we need do is recognize our distraction and gently bring ourselves back into the presence of God. So this evening, we are in the presence of God. And in a very real way, we are about to be in the real presence of God in the Eucharist. So let it be our prayer that when we receive Christ in this Eucharist, we can receive the peace that he has to offer. We can receive the silence that he models for us. We can receive the gift of God's presence in our lives. But we have to remember, it doesn't stop here. This is the place where it begins. And we are called to carry that peace and that silence and that joy from this place out into the world.